Hey guys, Montel here, and welcome to this edition of Let's Be Blunt with Montel. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. I hope you guys all had a really wonderful Christmas or a holiday, whatever one you celebrate, and I hope that you had a really safe and joyous New Year's Eve celebration. Like, we're going to start off our year this year with our Let's Be Blunt by doing something just a little bit different. Today, we're going to veer off our usual path to bring you an update on cannabis legalization efforts worldwide. Let's take a journey around the world from east to west, beginning with the progress made overseas before catching up with what's happening back here at home in the United States. Most of the data that we're going to be sharing with you is sourced from our friends at Cannabis and Tech Today, and we extend our gratitude and heartfelt thank you for them for such a comprehensive roundup. Now, you know, before we even get started, one of the things I think we really have to do is take a break and pay some homage to the godfather of cannabis, who we sadly lost in 2023. Dr. Raphael Mashulam, man, what a true pioneer in cannabis research. He began his cannabis research back in the 1960s, believe it or not, and along with his team were the first to ever isolate and synthesize THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, and also he went on to identify cannabidiol, cannabigerol, cannabibichromine, and various other cannabinoid carboxylic acids. His revolutionary research played a significant role in shaping our understanding of cannabis and its therapeutic applications. And today, we pay tribute to his invaluable contributions and his pioneering spirit, which has paved the way for scientific innovation in cannabis research even to today. His legacy continues to inspire all kinds of research all over the world, and also really the investigations into the medical potential of cannabis. As we continue to chronicle the progress of cannabis legalization across the globe, we do so with a deep sense of gratitude for the background work laid by Dr. Mashulam. You know, I had an opportunity to meet him, oh, close to 13 years ago in his laboratory in Israel. And he literally left an indelible mark on me, making sure that I understood that, number one, cannabis worked in an entourage effect or orchestra effect, as he said to me in his lab, because he made a very interesting little joke. He said, you know, you can play Tchaikovsky, you can play Beethoven, you can play them with a full symphony, or you can play them with half a symphony, but the half a symphony is not the same work. And I want to tell you, that left a mark on me when I started looking into back years ago, when I started searching for as many minor cannabinoids as I could include in that full effect of anything that I consumed. So again, his life's work has had impact on the global shifts towards cannabis legalization, and all of which we're observing today. Before we dive deep into the future, let's first take a look back at, you know, the present state of cannabis legalization. There are currently over 40 countries that have legalized medical cannabis in some form, while 20 around the world have legalized recreational use. This includes major players like Canada, Uruguay, several states within the United States, all marching towards one, I think, goal. And that goal is to make sure that we put efficacious medications in the hands of people who need them. Again, cannabis isn't a fix or a one size fits all for all. It doesn't necessarily work for all. But for those who could add it to their quiver, the research is happening around the world and starting to prove that, yes, in fact, there is efficacious medical information about cannabis that should lead the rest of the world to make some really tough decisions. And that's tough decisions towards legalization in some form or another, whether it be medical legalization or recreational legalization. I'll leave that up to the individual countries. But we should make sure that this is a medication that is available for doctors to be able to prescribe and for patients who need it to be able to seek out and find a place to use. So what's causing this global shift towards cannabis legalization? Well, there are a few key factors at play here. Firstly, there's been a growing body of research showing that the potential medical benefits of cannabis for various conditions such as chronic pain, epilepsy, and even cancer. This has led to increased public support and pressure from governments to legalize cannabis for medical purposes. Another major factor is the economic potential of cannabis and the cannabis industry. And when we talk about the legalization and economic potential of the cannabis industry, we've got to talk about the fact that we know for a fact the hemp plant, cannabis plant, there are probably 2,500 different uses. We only really kind of talk about these days, you know, the human consumption usages. But I mean, in recent days, there's an article that just came out a couple of days ago that I read reconfirming the fact that when processed the correct way, leaves and stems from cannabis or from the hemp plant can literally be processed in a way at extremely high temperatures to turn that byproduct into like a graphene. And that graphene can be then used in batteries. And some studies have shown that those graphene made from cannabis can have anywhere from 5 to 6 to even 10 times as much electrical storage capability than what we use right now in regular graphite. With legalization also comes the opportunity for jobs, job creation, tax revenue, and investment in new industries such as cannabis product production and distribution. This has been a major driving force for countries facing economic challenges, especially in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. And some of the countries that we really need to watch for in 2024, as we usher in 2024, there are several countries to keep a very close eye on that are making major strides in cannabis legislation. In Europe, France is expected to complete their 2-year-long pilot program testing medical cannabis by the end of this year. It's likely to lead to more comprehensive medical cannabis policy. In Asia, Thailand has already stepped forward as a pioneer in medical cannabis, and they seem to be poised to expand their policies even further. We're also watching New Zealand closely, as they recently held a referendum on recreational cannabis use. While it didn't pass, public support remains very, very strong, and legislation discussions continue. Lastly, in the United States, with recent federal decriminalization of cannabis, we expect to see more states taking the leap to fully legalize both medical and recreational use of cannabis. As we move through 2024, these nations are the ones to watch. In a monumental decision in 2023, both chambers of Japan's parliament unanimously passed a measure that lifted the nation's longstanding ban on cannabis-derived medications. This significant policy change, however, is measured in its approach. It primarily paves the way for qualifying patients to legally obtain specific medical cannabis products such as Epidiolex, which is already renowned for its effectiveness in treating certain forms of epilepsy. Despite this progressive step, the measure also reinforced the prohibition of the use of non-approved cannabis products, maintaining a strict stance against recreational cannabis use. This dual-edged decision underscores Japan's cautious yet evolving perspective on cannabis, signaling an emphasis on its medical applications while remaining wary of potential misuse. Now, other countries, like one of the most significant developments in 2023, is Luxembourg's decision to pass a national legalization measure. This tiny European country has been a leader in progressive drug policies, and the move towards full legalization further solidifies this reputation. The law will allow the production, sale, and consumption of cannabis for recreational purposes and is expected to go into effect by the end of 2023. This will make Luxembourg the first country in Europe and the European Union to fully legalize cannabis. However, it's important to note that each member state still has the power to set their own laws and regulations regarding cannabis. But this move by Luxembourg could potentially pave the way for other European countries to follow suit. Now, it's also happening in other places. Like, we cannot discuss global cannabis legalization without mentioning South Africa. In September 2018, their highest court ruled that it was unconstitutional to criminalize the use and possession of cannabis for personal use. This landmark decision has been seen as a major step towards full legalization in the country. In the following years, there have been efforts to draft legislation for regulated cannabis cultivation sales. And while progress has been slow, there is hope that by 2024, we will see a significant advancement in South Africa's cannabis industry. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, as long as cannabis has been on the planet, cannabis has been in existence in Africa. You know, so if they really take off, I've been working with a company down there for over a year and a half now called Afro Helios that has close to 1 million hectares of land set aside right now and already contracted to actually grow not only hemp, but also cannabis. So they are a country on a continent to watch. Arguably, one of the most notable developments in 2023 was the announcement from France regarding their extension of the medical cannabis trial. This trial originally initiated in 2020 and set to conclude in 2021 has been extended for another 2 years. This decision underscores the growing recognition of cannabis as a potential medical aid. France, known for its conservative stance on drug laws, has now become a significant player in the global cannabis landscape. The trial involves around 3,000 patients and aims to assess the efficacy and safety of medical cannabis for conditions unresponsive to conventional treatments. The extension signifies a desire to gather more comprehensive data before progressing towards full legalization. Now, there's a really historic measure that was introduced in Australia. They made significant strides in cannabis legislation in 2023. The Australian Capital Territory Act took a historic step by introducing a measure that would create a regulated market for adult use cannabis. The Act, which had already decreed the private use and cultivation of cannabis as legal in 2019, now seeks to regulate and tax the market, drawing parallels from countries like Canada and Uruguay. The measure, if approved by the federal government, could be a game changer for cannabis legalization efforts in Australia, setting a promising example for other states and other countries and other territories to follow suit. It is a development that could reshape Australia's drug policy landscape and contribute significantly to the global trend towards cannabis legalization. And in a little country like Malta, in a groundbreaking move, Malta, a southern European island nation, broke new ground within its drug law reform efforts by licensing its first cannabis social clubs in 2023. Following a historic decision in 2021 to decriminalize personal use and possession up to 7 grams of cannabis, the country has now taken another significant step towards liberalizing its drug policies. The establishment of these clubs aims to provide a safe, regulated environment for adults to consume cannabis, akin to how alcohol is consumed in bars. This initiative represents a major milestone in European cannabis legislation, highlighting Malta's commitment to pragmatic and progressive drug reform. The success of these clubs could potentially influence the cannabis policy trajectory of other European nations in contributing to global trend towards cannabis legalizations. Now, another notable development in global cannabis landscape in 2023 was a push for advocates for higher THC limits in Canadian edibles. Since the legalization of cannabis in Canada in 2018, there has been a cap of 10 milligrams of THC per package for edibles. However, advocates argue that this limit is too restrictive, underlining that it does not meet the needs of some medical patients and experienced users who may require higher doses. This cap also leads to excessive packaging waste, as consumers have to purchase multiple packages to achieve their desired dose. The push for higher limits is an indication for the evolving needs and expectations of the cannabis consumers in Canada and a testament to the ongoing dialogue and negotiation that comes with establishing new markets and industries. While no changes have been implemented yet, this advocacy group and advocacy effort underscores the need for continual reassessment and adjustment of cannabis policies as the industry matures and consumers' habits evolve. Cannabis pilots programs are getting ready to launch in places like the Netherlands. In a decisive move towards exploring cannabis legalization, the Netherlands launched a series of pilot programs in 2023. Known for its liberal drug policies, with Amsterdam's famous coffee shops, the Netherlands has recently taken a more structured approach to cannabis regulations. The pilot programs initiated by the Dutch government involve controlled cultivation and distribution of cannabis to selected coffee shops in 10 municipalities. These programs aim to evaluate the implications of a regulated cannabis market on crime, safety, and public health. The outcome of these pilots could potentially shape the future of cannabis legislation in the Netherlands and possibly even influence other European countries eyeing similar reforms. The progress and findings of these programs will be closely watched by cannabis advocates worldwide as we move into 2024. This marks yet another significant movement in the global trend towards cannabis legalization. Now, developments in the United States when it comes to cannabis, well, I'm telling you, turning our attention to the U.S. proved 2023 to be an eventful year in terms of cannabis legislation. Noteworthy among these developments was the introduction of the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment Expungement Act in Congress, which is called MORE. This bill aims to decriminalize cannabis at the federal level, expunge past convictions, and invest in communities most impacted by the war on drugs. Although the passage of the bill remains uncertain, its reintroduction signifies renewed momentum in a push towards federal cannabis legalization. On the state level, we saw several states, including Nebraska, North Dakota, passing laws to permit the use of medical cannabis, reflecting a growing acceptance in the cannabis of cannabis as a therapeutic alternative. Moreover, states like Ohio and Maryland moved toward full legalization, with measures introduced to regulate the adult use of cannabis. In Colorado, an established leader in the cannabis market, new regulations were introduced to limit the potency of cannabis concentrates, addressing concerns about potential health risks associated with high THC products. And there's also something very strange that's been happening. In a recent turn of events, California's thriving cannabis industry faced an unexpected challenge, an infiltration by a new pathogen named HLVD, or hop-laden viroid. First spotted in 2023, HLVD has proven to be a serious threat to cannabis farms, causing significant loss in yield and quality. The pathogen, known for causing disease in hops, has somehow made a leap to cannabis plants, leading to slowed growth, smaller yields, and reduced potency. The discovery of HLVD in cannabis farms has spurred immediate actions from farmers and scientists alike, seeking effective methods to combat this emerging problem. As California remains a significant player in the global cannabis market, the implications of this pathogen could extend beyond the state's borders. The industry response to this challenge and the progress in mitigating its impact will be a critical watch point for all stakeholders in the cannabis industry as we step forward in 2024. In a significant policy shift, Maryland has officially joined the list of states legalizing adult use cannabis, including California, Colorado, Canada, and others. And in an impressive show of consumer demand, the state reported sales figures of $3.5 million from the adult use market alone in its inaugural day. This figure was bolstered by an additional $1 million from medical sales, underscoring the potential and profitability of this burgeoning industry. Maryland's transition to a legalized and regulated adult use cannabis market marks yet another vital step in the continuing global trend towards cannabis legalization, and its initial success will certainly be watched closely by other states considering similar policy changes. The revenue and social implications of this move will undoubtedly be a focal point in cannabis discussions as we move further into 2024. Delaware has made history as the 22nd state to enact adult use cannabis legislation, further solidifying the shift in national sentiment toward cannabis legalization. This move signifies a major win for cannabis advocates who have been working tirelessly to change the state's drug policy. Legalizing adult use cannabis is not only brings potential for economic benefits in the form of increased tax revenues and job creation, but it also addresses some social justice issues by potentially expunging certain cannabis-related convictions. As we move further into 2024, all eyes will be on Delaware as other states and countries watch to see how the implementation of this new legislation unfolds and what impacts it will have on the broader push for global cannabis legalization. And Minnesota becomes the 23rd state to legalize adult use cannabis, in a milestone move reflecting the rapidly changing attitude towards cannabis in the United States and around the globe. Minnesota has become, again, the 23rd state to legalize adult use cannabis. This policy change is not only a victory for cannabis advocates, but also ushers in promising economic opportunities in terms of tax revenues and job creation. Moreover, it's an important step towards addressing the social justice issues with the potential for expunging prior cannabis-related convictions. As we move further into 2024, Observers will be keenly watching Minnesota also and watching the journey and implementation of this phase of its new legislation. This development adds another intriguing layer to the global trends towards cannabis legalization. In a groundbreaking development, the United States Virgin Islands, USVI, has recently joined the Northern Mariana Islands and Guam, becoming the third U.S. territory to pass legalization legislation for adult-use cannabis. This represents another significant stride in the growing trend of cannabis legalization across U.S. territories. Just as with the states, the other territories, this policy change is expected to stimulate economic growth, create jobs, and contribute to tax revenues. Moreover, it stands to address significant social injustice issues, particularly in relation to the expungement of certain cannabis-related convictions. As we progress further into 2024, implementation of this new legislation in the U.S. Virgin Islands will be of great interest to stakeholders in the cannabis industry worldwide. This latest development adds another significant chapter to the narrative of global cannabis legislation. Overall, in 2023, it was a year of continued evolution for the U.S. cannabis industry, characterized by ongoing efforts to refine and improve regulatory frameworks in response to the complex demands of this quickly maturing market. With these advancements in 2023, the stage is set for 2024 to be extremely promising, and so we're all going to be keeping a close watch on the developments that are happening when it comes to cannabis legalization. As we move into 2024, it's clear that global cannabis industry is continuing to grow and evolve, with more countries legalizing medical and recreational use, as well as advancement in research and technology. We can expect to see even more progress in the coming years. However, it's important to remember that each country has its own unique cultural and political landscape, so the path towards full legalization may look different for each one. But one thing is for sure, the future of cannabis looks bright, and we can expect to see even more exciting developments in the years to come. So let's continue to stay informed and advocate for responsible and equitable cannabis policies around the world. Let's make 2024 another historic year for cannabis legalization. And that's all I got for you today for this edition of Let's Be Blunt with Montel. Make sure you tune in to all of our editions of Let's Be Blunt this coming year. Thanks for joining me on Let's Be Blunt with Montel. Please make sure you're subscribed and hit the bell to be notified when new episodes post each week. We'd love to hear your feedback also, so please send us your comments.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
I'm Larry Mishkin, and I'd like to invite you to join Rob Hunt and me on our weekly podcast, The Deadhead Cannabis Show. Each week, we explore the latest cannabis and jam band news and reminisce with other deadheads and jam band lovers about the great musical acts that we've seen and heard. Check out a new episode every Monday.